Maddie Kamani joins us. Are you really confident about KU?
Yeah, I think she'll go quite well, personally. I'm hoping that today, drawn a bit better, Linda on board again. I hope that she can get the run of the race a bit more this time and hopefully put it to bed.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
KU and Sir Manajuk fighting the race out. Sir Manajuk, KU, and it is all a nose in it. Maybe KU just...
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Was never in doubt, KU, yesterday. Maddie Kamani declared it. Put paid to them. That's what he said. That's what he said, Whitey.
Well, he's going to become a three-time Hall of Famer this year.
That's almost becomes a permanent position, doesn't it?
Yeah, close.
Isn't that part of the criteria in the protocols we've got? Three-time Hall of Fame becomes a
life
legend
member.
For a life member, yeah.
I'll check the manual.
Check the manual and do it after we get to the track manager because we're at Sandown on the hillside today. We've got grass to talk about for the first time this week. Synthetic plastic wax has been our go. A winner yesterday on the wax. We need a winner on the grass today, please, Adam.
Kane McCartan joins us from Sandown. Kane, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
Now, I'm looking out where our vantage point in the city and the massive flag at the Haymarket roundabout at the top of the city is blowing very vigorously. Mm. What's it like out at Sandown this morning weather-wise?
Yeah, she's fairly strong. It wasn't too bad when I first sort of set foot out there, but then sort of as I got halfway around, it got quite strong. So... And we had sort of like squally sort of niggly rain coming in sideways too, so that sort of didn't help the equation out there. But reason being we sort of kept it a 7 is because of that. So I think we'll start off on a 7 today, and we had 0.2 of a mil sort of in that sort of little bunch of showers this morning, and 9.8 for the week. So the stick come back at 8.7, which is not too different to yesterday. And I think if that wind does sort of stay up throughout the day, the track should improve a little bit, but whether it gets to a 6 or not is up to the stewards, I suppose.
Because we really haven't had the rain that was forecast this week, have we? I mean, you've just said then about just under 10, but that's it was probably going to get more than that.
Yeah, they sort of said sort of in the higher sort of end of the spectrum, but we didn't tend to get a lot, so we're sort of pretty lucky in that sense. But the track's had a lot of wear, so basically we've moved that rail back in from the 8 meter location last week into True. So obviously, as you can imagine, from True out to 8, the ground's pretty clean and fair. And outside of that, there's a bit of marking from that previous meeting, but also out wider again is that marking from that jumps meeting. So we have to sort of irrigate to those sort of jumps requirements out wider. So actually, there's a bit of marking out there too.
And the rail?
Rails and True. So, yeah, like I said, clean cover from True to 8 and then that marking out water.
Terrific, Kane. Thanks very much for your time as always.
No worries, gents. Cheers.
Good stuff, Kane McCartan, track manager at Sandown. Might have to get back onto the wax soon, the way you're going.
I hate the fact that we've tightened up the
well,
news.
You made it happen, mate. You're the man
it's
who makes the calls.
Really regretting that decision.
Simon Zara is one of our all-time greats here on the Early Mail. We love his work. We had a winner yesterday. I've got a feeling there might be one, maybe two, coming today. Simon, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. Now, you got five going around today. Race one, number 14, Sticking Point, was pretty good on the Builder Chuka. Just missed out. Can we go today with confidence?
Oh, I look reasonably confident. She's improved a lot, and I think the extra distance is going to suit. She probably got a bit further back than we anticipated the other day, but probably learned a lot, hit the line well. Got a lot of time for it, but you know, it looks a strong shorter race. So these 3-year-old races coming up quite strong this time of year, but drawn well and should get a lovely run.
Delay in the saddle helps out a bit too. Race two, number 11, Steinbrenner. Said a great campaign without breaking through maiden status, draws 13 today over the mile. Can we get the win today?
Look, that's a standard for him. I think he's run the outside gate 4 times this time in, so used to that barrier, but look, he'll roll forward. Actually taking the blinkers off him, he's sort of just had a good look at him when he's on straightening, he's waiting for the other horses, and when they go past him, he sort of chases again. So taking the blinkers off today, I thought it was wasn't a lot of depth to the race. Probably the one of Hayes and Bustamans are probably the two that are in the market. And I thought if he gets a nice run, he'll be right in the finish.
All right, that's race two, number 11, George Steinbrenner. Race three, number 8, Influential Jack is the last start winner at Cranbourne. Dean Ladd in the saddle, very, very firmly in the market.
Yeah, very short, actually. But look, it was a convincing win the other day. He did a lot wrong and still got the job done. Again, doesn't look over strong on form. If you can get a nice run from a bit of a sticky gate, I thought it'd be pretty hard to beat.
And then you got race five. You got two in race five, numbers 2 and 8, Dirty Deeds and Shivago, both last start winners over the 1400. Can you lean one way or the other there?
I just thought Oh, look, tough sort of race again. Three-year-old Chivago was a good win from her. Got back the other day off a slow speed, went around and with a tough win. And Dirty D showed a great turn of foot. So, look, two really progressive three-year-olds. I'd hate to try and split them. There's a couple in there that go pretty good. So I think whoever gets a better run in Transit will be pretty competitive. But, I can't split them, to be honest. So a little bit each way on both. Can't go wrong.
Right. What about your best, Simon? You got one that stands out?
Look, I thought we've got probably the best five runners we've produced to go in the races in a long time. It was a bit of a sleepless night last night. So this could shape our spring a little bit. I just thought on the weakest race, probably influential, Jack. I know he's quite short, but I think you back all our runners each way. You'll be coming home with a bit of money.
Oh, boy.
This is significant, Simon.
This is rare air. This is rare air, Simon. We hope your day is gangbusters. We hope we cash in on the back of it. Have a great time. We'll chat soon.
I need to get the legendary status, though. Hopefully.
Well, you got to earn the right to that. Hopefully today is your day. Simon Zara with a good book. We'll talk more about it after 7 o'clock with Steve-O.